Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
It's Scott. I was talking about this with my friends. Are they really my friends? The people that I'm friends with on Twitter earlier. Have you noticed recently, especially on Come Dine With Me, they'll make something which is really like a very, very normal dish. Something really, really simple. Like, say, for instance, bacon and onions, right? But because they're on Come Dine With Me, they can't just say, right, and on my menu today, I'm going to serve up bacon and onions. They call it this instead.
Crying pig sauce.
That's right. Because, obviously...
Nah, it's just bacon and onions.
Yeah.
To which Ian adds a beef stock cube.
There we are. So it's bacon and onions with a beef stock cube. That now becomes, for the purposes of Come Dine With Me, crying pig sauce. Here's another one.
Belfast beef surprise.
So that's Belfast beef surprise, okay? And here's the surprise about Belfast beef surprise.
Here's the Belfast beef surprise. The surprise is not beef. It's actually a turkey roll lined with parma ham and with a sort of mushroom, garlic and shallot sort of filling.
Yeah, see? The surprise is there isn't any beef in it. Now, some of my Twitter friends were saying that Stephen's mate's mum serves up tuna rice and cheese sauce and calls it tuna delight. Now, Stephen assures me there's absolutely no delight in it for anyone, but there is some tuna. And Ian gets a packet of pasta, puts in some ham and peppers and some salt and cheese and stuff, and that's called Ian's Magic Pepper Pasta. See? Simple dish. You give it a fancy name. For instance, here's a good one for fish and chips, right? It's normal fish and chips. Simple. But on Come Dine With Me, suddenly it becomes this.
A seaside supper. Her take on Blackpool's favourite dish,
fish and chips. It's fish and chips, but it's called on Come Dine With Me, seaside supper. And nothing can beat Stacey's mum on EastEnders last night, who cooked her speciality.
Sausage surprise!
We was talking about when people cook really ordinary dishes and then give them posh names to make them sound a bit more special, like they do on Come Dine With Me. Because you can't just put macaroni cheese. It just doesn't look... Sound good on the voiceover or look good on the menu, does it? Maddie's been on from Norfolk. I love it how your stepdad, Andy, does soup surprise. It's just tomato soup with bits of bread sprinkled on it. Surprise, the word, seems to feature a lot in these, a bit like an EastEnders.
Sausage surprise!
Yeah. Hi, Jeff!
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Tell me what your nan makes, please.
She makes volcano supper.
Volcano supper. Sounds pretty exotic.
Absolutely. It's a pile of mash with sausages sticking out of the top and red and yellow pepper draped down the side.
Right, so volcano supper is just bangers and mash.
Yeah, effectively.
Amazing. Okay, how long has she been making that for, please?
Oh, many years.
I bet she prides herself on a volcano thing, doesn't she?
yeah, very much so.
Oh,
yeah,
bless her. Neil's been on in his tractor in the south of Scotland. He gets... cowboy hot pot, or used to, at school, which is like all the leftovers from the days before mixed together. I love that.
Sausage surprise!
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, a few people have been on my email about this today, like Sophie in Wolverhampton, and Mike and Joe from Melksham, and AJ and Steph in Basingstoke. I was kind of only half watching this last night, but you know we like to talk about food a lot on this show. It was kind of on in the background. I was just having a chat with my flatmate, and I was kind of half on. But MasterChef last night, lots of people spotting this. You know when someone says something and you're kind of, it's just on in the background and you just go, what? Well, they were cooking something quite astonishing on MasterChef last night.
I'm pushing the boundaries with my dishes today. The ravioli's going to have a liquid centre. It should give the judges a burst of pea flavour. That's the idea behind it.
Now, I wouldn't have thought that the judges would have wanted to... would have liked that at all, but they did. The judges loved it.
But I would love to taste the pea.
Yeah, you see?
But I would love to taste the pea.
I was just like,
Oh, what's occurring?
Hi, Charlotte.
Hi, Scott.
You all right?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Very good. What's been happening in your life today?
Well, I've been trying to cook dinner today for my parents.
Right.
But
chicken
I'm really
surprise.
Not a very good cook, so I'm a bit worried about admitting that on air in case my mum feels the need to rush home.
What are you trying to actually make?
Well, it's a bit of a mishmash. Like chicken and noodles and vegetables and cheese. Mm.
Did you hear us talking about our posh names for normal food earlier?
I did. I think I should maybe give mine some sort of creative
name.
Yeah,
you do need a name for it. So what is it again? Chicken, noodles?
Roasted vegetables, cheese. I might throw in some onion rings, I don't know.
Ooh, really?
Yeah, I know. This is why I'm worried my mum's going to feel the need to rush home.
Have you ever made this before?
No, it's all experimenting.
Nice. Okay, well, good luck with that. We'll try and... I'm sure those people will come up with a name for your dish so that when your mum actually arrives later on, you can be, "Hi, Mum, this is my dish, which is... blah, blah, blah," whatever they suggest, all right?
I think she'd like that.
So just keep listening and the brilliant ideas will flood in.
Okay.
Charlotte, I'd like to say hello to Kutsky, who's playing along today.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm very good, thank you, Charlotte.
Oh, I just wanted you to chat for a bit.
Oh, yeah, sorry, okay. Do you want me to fill up a bit of time? Yeah. we could go through the dinner scenario, but I think have we already covered food? Is food? Should we move on to a different topic?
We've done it.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming along to play today.
It's all good. It's all good.
Mr. Jam was on yesterday. It was a draw, which meant that Charlotte had the choice to come back and play again. She said yes. Hooray. Katsuki, be honest. Have you ever heard "Oh, What's Occurring" before?
I've heard it a couple of times, Scott, on the road.
Yeah. Okay.
Right.
Because I know that your show's on like Friday night between 1 and 3, right? So obviously...
You know what I mean? So I am quite nocturnal.
I can understand that, like, if you're not up at 5:20 to listen to it in the evening, then I can totally get that. I won't be offended. Right, Charlotte?
Yep.
So you ready for this?
I am.
Kutsky, ready to go?
Ready.
Okay, it's a guessing game. It's not hard. Let's go.
Oh, what's occurring?
Right, here's your first situation today. Kutsky, I have got here 2 cups, okay?
You have.
Say what you see in the cups. What's that?
They look like Rice Krispies to me.
That's right. They are labelled Cup 1 and Cup 2.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So they've both got breakfast cereal in.
Yep.
Have a taste of Cup 1, first of all. There's nothing in it bad, just taste. Would you say that's Rice Krispies?
Yeah, it tastes like standard Rice Krispies.
Yeah. All right, and then try Cup 2.
Right, so one of these ones.
See what you think about that. Which one do you prefer?
1.
Why?
I don't know. These taste, like, less sweet, I think, is what it is.
Really?
No, there's definitely a funny aftertaste to 2.
And what, is that 2, is it?
It is, yeah.
So they do taste different, you think?
They do.
Well, they are exactly the same.
Yeah?
Yeah, there's nothing...
I don't believe you,
No, honestly.
There's definitely an aftertaste.
Honestly, we just, like, got the box and poured some Rice Krispies into Cup 1 and some Rice Krispies into Cup 2. Yeah. They are exactly the same. There is no difference. However... I went out onto Stupid Street earlier and I told them that in one of the cups was normal Rice Krispies and the other one was a brand new breakfast cereal from a well-loved celebrity. Would you like to know which celebrity I told them the cereal was by?
I'd like to hear that.
Okay. I said that it was the new breakfast cereal by Susan Boyle.
Hello, I'm Susan Boyle.
Subo Pops, we all love Subo Pops.
Hey, what's the dream?
Subo Pops, we all love Subo Pops.
This is the dream come true.
Subo Pops, we all love Subo Pops.
Hello, I'm Susan Boyle.
Subo Pops, we all love Subo Pops. We love the new taste of Subo Pops.
Me too.
Now, Charlotte, would you eat that, do you think?
I'd love Subo Pops.
It would be good, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
If she had a cereal, you would buy that, you'd say?
I think I would.
Kutsky?
I'd give them a go, yeah, definitely. Why not?
Right, so I went out onto Stupid Street, okay? I've got my 2 cups of cereal. Like I just did with you, both of them are exactly the same, all right? But I have told the people on the streets that one of them is Subo Pops and the other... is just normal Rice Krispies, okay? My question to you on today's Oh What's Occurring, which one would most people on Stupid Street prefer? The normal breakfast cereal, the normal Rice Krispies, or the Subo Pops? Remember, they are both actually the same. Right, Charlotte can go first. What do you think?
I think Subo Pops. You've got to love them.
So you think they'll prefer the new taste of Subo Pops?
Yep.
All right. That's what Charlotte's saying. Kutsky?
I'm going to go with Subo Pops too, you know.
I reckon.
Yeah.
Okay. So you think most of them will prefer the Subo Pops?
Mm-hmm.
Even though in reality they're both exactly the same in both of the cups. That's what you're saying, Charlotte?
Yep.
Okay, let's find out.
Oh!
So I'm there, I've got my two cups of exactly the same breakfast cereal, but which one will they prefer, the normal or the Subo Pops?
Hi.
Hello.
It's a taste test today. My glamorous assistant here is holding two cups. One of them has normal breakfast cereal in.
Right.
The other is the brand new cereal just arriving on the market from Susan Boyle called Subo Pops.
I have got some chewing gum, so it might be tainted by a bit of mint.
All right, well, just taste number one and then number two and tell me which one you like the best.
Okay, here we go. The first one had more salt, it tastes like.
So this one is better?
Two, yeah.
You're saying cup two is better?
Yes, cup two is better.
That is the new Subo cereal.
Well, there you go. That's actually really surprising.
And now taste cup two and tell me which one you like better.
Two.
So you prefer the Susan Boyle one? There, that's the Subo Pops in cup two.
It's sweeter as well. I prefer that one.
Yeah. She dreamed a dream of having her own breakfast cereal, and now that dream is a reality. But which one's best, number one or number two?
I like number two.
You like number two better?
Uh-huh.
Can you tell me why?
It was a little bit lighter, the taste. It had more flavour. It wasn't as dry. The first one didn't taste like anything.
But number two, better flavour.
Yeah, much better flavour.
Number two?
Yes.
It's the Susan Boyle cereal.
Oh, right. She dreamed a dream of having her own breakfast cereal?
Yeah, she did, yeah. And it's called Subo Pops.
Subo Pops, all right.
Tell your friend.
Okay, I will. Bye.
This one, number two.
You prefer number two?
Yeah.
That's the Subo Pops.
Okay.
I prefer two.
You like two better?
Yeah.
Can you tell me why?
No, it's got more of a taste. That's a bit plain. Number one's a bit plain.
They're the Subo Pops.
Oh, really? That explains it then, I guess.
What explains what?
Well, Susan Boyle input.
One is normal, and one is the new cereal by Susan Boyle. Do you know Susan Boyle?
Nah.
Never heard of her?
Nah.
Which one's better, number one or number two?
Number one.
Oh, number two was the Susan Boyle cereal, so you wouldn't buy that, would you?
Nah, I wouldn't buy either.
You wouldn't? Why?
Golden Nuggets are the best.
Which is better?
Yes, number two.
Number two is better?
Number two is better.
Why?
Yeah, just slightly tickling your tongue.
Sorry?
Slightly tickling in your tongue.
Tickling your fang?
A little tickling, you know, just like
Susan Boyle is tickling your fang.
No, it's not that. Forget it.
Thank you.
That was his friend cackling there in the background. Well, how popular are the new Subo Pops? That's amazing, Charlotte, isn't it?
Yep, I think I should get some.
Do you want some?
I do, actually.
They don't exist. Everyone's like, oh, they're blatantly different. No, honestly, in both the cups were just normal Rice Krispies. I just told them that one of them was Subo Pops.
Come on, this isn't Boyle.
Subo Pops, we all love Subo Pops.
Okay, what's the dream?
Subo Pops, we all love Subo Pops.
This is the dream.
However, Kutsuki and Charlotte both said that Subo Pops would be most popular.
I'm still adamant they're different, you know.
They're not
take
different.
Cup number two, because I'll have them for breakfast tomorrow. I'm sorted.
You can say that.
Yeah, I love them. Cheers.
But they're both exactly the same. However, Subo Pops, you said, so I'm going to give you both a point. Well done, everybody.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Next one. Right, do you know my favourite racehorse at the moment, Charlotte?
I don't.
No, are you into horse racing?
I can't say I am.
No. Okay, are you, Cutsy?
It's not really my bag, to be honest, mate.
Well, there's only one that's caught my eye, and this was... I mentioned this before on the show. This was this horse who did so well at Cheltenham last year, and I've been following it ever since.
Catch it around the outside.
That's right. It's Catch It. That's what it's called. And it was running at Cheltenham again last week. So it's a simple question. In the race...
Catch it around the outside.
How many times was the horse's name mentioned, Kutsky?
I don't really know anything about horse racing, but I'm going to go with 15.
15 times.
15.
And Charlotte?
I'm going to go with 16.
Oh, okay. Let's find out.
Oh!
Here's my favourite horse, running at Cheltenham.
Karabak tracking Big Bucks in the middle.
Fourth place for Time for Rupert. Catch It and Life for It, they come next. So now they head towards the top of the hill. War of Attrition. And Catch It, followed by Karabak and Cousin Vinny and Power Station. Catch It around the outside. As they head on this long run. Big Bucks, east of the lead, just ahead of Time for Rupert. Cricket and Cape Tribulation amongst the backmarkers as well.
All right, it wasn't as many as we thought. I hate it when that happens. I thought they were talking about Catch It all the time, and they weren't. There's only four in there, which means it actually cuts to gets the point there, Charlotte.
Oh.
Come on, keep up.
Oh, what's a kidding?
Right, we were talking about this in the office the other day. You know when you get put on hold sometimes,
mm-hmm.
and it's like, oh, okay, just connecting you, and you get music.
Yeah.
Right? Do you ever sing along to it?
Now and again. Depends yeah. what song it is.
Yeah, I do, depending on the song. Charlotte, have you ever done that?
Yeah.
So, it's just playing down the phone. You're just a bit bored, waiting for somebody from customer services to get to you. You sing, don't you? Well, I think some people do.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, you don't know any of my mates, but I called a couple of them earlier, kind of to test it out and see if they would sing along, right? So, with both of you not knowing any of my friends, this is going to be a complete guessing game, which is what What's Occurring kind of is about. First of all, we'll go for my mate, John the Estate Agent. Would he sing along to the on-hold music or not, Kutsky?
Are you going to give us a clue which song it is? Because some you've got to sing along to, haven't you?
It was... Am I allowed to give a clue? Oh, I don't know whether I want to. Okay, it was Pitbull.
I'm going to go with no.
You're saying that he wouldn't sing along to that?
He wouldn't sing along to that, no.
Okay. Charlotte?
I'm going to go no as well.
You're both saying no. No singing to Pitbull. Let's find out.
Oh!
You know what you do. You often sing along to the on-hold music because you're bored, but does John the Estate Agent do it?
Oh, hello, I'm calling from Bristol.
Hi.
Hello, I'm looking to move to your aerial.
Yeah, sure. When are you looking to move?
Well, quite soon, but I'm looking for a two-bed, and I've seen one you're advertising in Clittingham Avenue.
In where, sorry?
Clittingham Avenue.
What was your name again for road, sorry?
Clittingham Avenue.
Clickingham Avenue?
No.
No.
Oh, hang on a sec. Right. Could you hang on a minute? Because I'm at work. So if you can hang on.
Yeah, sure.
I won't be a second. I'm just in the office. I've got to take this call.
Okay.
All right, love.
Is he going to sing, though? You know I want to. I can't hear him.
Hello?
Hi.
I'm so sorry, I've got that completely wrong.
Okay.
I don't want to move at all. I'm quite happy in Bristol.
Oh,
I don't
okay.
even know what happened there. I'm so sorry. I'm out of my mind. All right, then.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay. Bye. Bye.
Oh, see, I don't know whether I would sing along to Pitbull or not.
No.
But John didn't, so well done, everybody. That was a good one. Okay, next, it's my mate, Chris. No, you see, you don't know who that is, do you? Charlotte?
Yep.
Is he going to sing along? Yes or no? Do you want to know the song?
Yeah.
Okay, it's I Need You by N-Dubs.
I'm going to say yes. Why not?
Really? Would you sing along to that?
I think I would.
Okay. Kutsky?
I was going to say yeah, but we're always going for the same answers. Yeah. So I'm going to go no just to be a bit controversial. I'm going to go with no and say he's not singing along.
Okay, so he's not singing. Charlotte says yes. Let's find out.
Oh!
Here's my mate Chris. We put him on hold, but does he sing along to N-Dubs?
Hello?
Chris?
Hello?
Hi, Chris, it's Magnus.
It's who?
Magnus, you know we met the other night in the famous Cork pub.
In where?
We met the other night in the famous Cork. The pub.
Pub or park?
Pub.
Pub?
It's
really?
Me, Magnus. Yeah, we had a nice chat.
What day?
Can you hang on a second, actually? Because hang on, I'm in the office and I've got another call coming in. Hang on.
Yeah. Are we back in 10 years? He left me standing in my LBC with my bang bang shoes. I came so close. Left me standing like a statue. Baby, I needed you. You. You, I need you.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Oh, I actually got that wrong. I've called the wrong number. I've never met you before in my life.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
Sorry about that.
All right, then.
Bye.
Bye.
See you. Sorry, bye.
Right. See, he didn't know that, but he does actually love N-dubs a lot.
Me
right.
Too.
Yeah, don't we all? Right, see, I make that 3-all now.
Yeah, mm-hmm. level again.
And that's the end of the game. So, Kutski, thank you for playing today.
Cheers, thank
make
you.
Make sure you listen to his show on Friday night on Radio 1, 1 a.m. And Charlotte, do you want to come back tomorrow?
I'd love to.
Are you sure now?
Yes, I am.
All right, thank you, Kutski. Thank you, Charlotte. We'll speak to you tomorrow.
Okay.
Love ya.
Love you.
Bye. Oh.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Well, you know they sometimes do online classes for, like, language learning and stuff. The team at Unofficial Mills have picked this up. There's a class tomorrow night online for this show on how to learn English using this show. Now, that is quite scary, isn't it? And I'll just read you the write-up. The Scott Mills Show, Monday to Friday, 4 till 7, GMT, BBC Radio 1, is a goldmine for learners of English. This is the write-up for the class. This is trying to persuade you to join the class, all right? You can listen to his show online for free 5 nights a week, and you can download a free MP3 podcast version of the show without music every day. Scott's show is packed full of English idioms, phrasal verbs, slang words, funny expressions, in-jokes, catchphrases, and wordplay. But it's not a lesson. The conversations and chats are real and flow naturally. So there is a lot here for students of English to find out. Plus, the show is quite funny. That's really scary. But there were 5 people somewhere in Central Europe actually attending the class. So 5 people are turning up in a classroom to learn English the Scott Mills Show way tomorrow. That's quite scary. And apparently you can get a 2 free-hour trial to watch it online. So if you want to see some people really struggling to learn phrases like off of, etc., then that'll be online tomorrow. Go to Unofficial Mills, they'll sort you out.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.